This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Born January 2nd in Denver, Colorado, our next guest is a graduate of Princeton University and the Columbia College of Physicians and Surgeons. He worked as a licensed MD before choosing a career in stand-up comedy, working with the famed Groundlings Improv Group and performing on numerous USO tours. You've seen him as host of such shows as Live, Rescue, and Rescue Camp. You can see him starting this Friday as part of the coverage for the Paris Summer Olympics. But tonight, you can see him as the host of the two-hour semifinals of the wildly popular American Ninja Warrior. Please welcome longtime friend of the show, Matt Eisman.
Bonjour.
Bonjour, mon ami!
That's as good as it gets, and I've been to Paris four times. But that's it. Bonjour! That's as far as I'm going with it. You're already there, right?
I am actually about to get on. I'm getting picked up to go to the airport right now.
Very good, man. Congratulations.
Very exciting. You know, Team USA shaping up, yes. Looking good. Simone Biles leading the way. I'm fired up, bud.
Well, and how great is it to be asked to do that? Like, I love that for you, man, because it is very, it's historical. It's, you have to be able, and you have to have that ability to do it, man, to be in the moment and to follow along and to be able to explain it to the people at home, because not everything is easy. You know, it really does take a lot of talent to be able to host this, man.
Well, I've got a book with, you know, hundreds and hundreds of pages. I mean, literally, we got about a 200-page handbook on badminton alone, explaining the rules, explaining the teams who are coming, giving us the ins and outs, Team China looking awesome in badminton. It's really fun. It's really fun, and it's fun to get to study all the sports and get to study all the athletes and become familiar with some of these Americans who are going over there representing the red, white, and blue. And it's just, you know, I mean, it reminds me, obviously, of Ninja Warrior, of, you know, most of these athletes you've never heard of and you won't hear of again. This is their moment. This is their moment to shine, a lifetime of work. To put it all together and pull off a performance and try to take home a medal.
Yeah, because, and this is, I'm not even joking about it, but you look down the list and I go, canoe slalom? Yeah, no, there's nowhere you go after that. If you, even if you gold medal in canoe slalom, like, that's the end of that. Like, that's it.
It really is. And it's so crazy, though, how sometimes, though, you know, an athlete, a team with the right, story captures. And I think back to the U.S. men in curling.
Right,
in 2018, when Team Schuster goes on a run, they're wearing those loudmouth pants, and all of a sudden, we're watching shuffleboard on ice, and we couldn't get enough of it.
Yeah.
Because it's, you know, it's guys representing our country. It's women, it's athletes out there who are wearing the red, white, and blue. And it's just, it's different. It's just different. And it's, you see it with the World Cup, you saw it with the Copa America, with all these sports, when all of a sudden, you know, it's not the Broncos versus the Chiefs, it's, you know, it's Team USA taking on Well, I mean, like South Sudan. We almost lost in hoops to South Sudan. Like, wouldn't that have been a Cinderella story? Right. They're going to have a cool Runnings movie made after South Sudan.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking. Well, the curling thing, though, I think there was a bunch of guys like, he's like, hey, man, I'm pretty fat and we're middle-aged, but Steve, I'm telling you what, Ricky, I think we could win. I think we could win at that.
Well, that was it. You know, they did a picture, and I got to know some of the guys like Matt Hamilton and the Captain Schuster, and they what I loved about it was like, yeah, we drink, you know?
Yeah,
not when they're playing. Not when they're playing. But these guys, it was just one of those things where what I love is when you see the athletes, all of a sudden they're humans, right?
Yeah,
they're,
sure.
They're
That's
people
right.
with jobs. They're people with lives. And like you said, you know, this is their moment in the sun. And if you're doing canoe slalom or if you're doing curling, you know, you're not LeBron James. You're not making hundreds of millions of dollars,
no.
spending $1 million every offseason. You know, you're working at UPS. You got a job, and then you're still finding time to train.
That's
to
right.
try to be the best in the world at something.
And that is that at the very end. That's the moment. I'm the best in the world.
Yes.
I don't care what it is. I don't care if it's ballroom dancing. I don't care if it's badminton or if it's golf or judo. You're the best in the world, and that's what you've devoted all of your time, way more than your 10,000 hours. You wanted to become the best, and you had to pay your own way or find sponsorship to even get to Paris. And it's, you know, it's not easy. And I do like that part a lot, a bunch. And I know the world takes some of the weirder stuff that we've let in over the years. I mean, hell, breakdancing now.
Yep.
But in the end...
I'm so excited for breakdancing, though.
Sure.
I've been studying. We got this guy, B-Boy Victor, who's just, he's
so
a two-time world champion. He's coming in as a favorite, and he's going up against Phil Wizard from Canada. You wouldn't believe the moves.
Dude,
and what's crazy, though, is it's still throwdowns.
Listen.
It's still the same format, like from the movie Breaking 2 Electric Boogaloo, where, you know, one team goes, the other team goes, another team goes, and then they throw it down one last time. The DJ's spinning tunes. And, you know, it's popping and locking. I've been reading all about it. Like, are you a footwork cat? Are you a power poser? All this shit we've been learning about. Ooh, I just dropped a non-Olympic word there.
I didn't even hear it.
It's been so much fun getting to learn it and see them embracing some of these new sports. You know, BMX and,
sure.
and surfing is bad. Surfing's being competed. Skateboarding's back, but you know, surfing's great because it's being contested in French Polynesia in Tahiti, 10,000 miles away. So going to Paris is nice, but I wouldn't mind covering surfing in
sure.
Tahiti.
That would be very nice. That would be very,
yeah.
very nice to see. But I mean, and by the way, if you're just wanting to show Matt Eisman's with us, we really also want to talk about your 2-hour semifinal tonight, 7 o'clock on NBC. But you're on your way. You're getting ready to hit that flight for Paris where you're going to host, you know, the Olympics. And how long are you going to be there, by the way? Because I know it starts the 26th.
Yeah, fly out August 11th on the day of the closing ceremony. So,
man.
You know, it's one of those things where I was like, maybe I'll stay around for another week and have baguettes and all this. Like, no, your ass is coming home. You're on NBC's dime. We need you back. Plus, Johnny, I don't know if I told you this. I'm getting married September 1st.
That's
so
right.
I got to get back because I'm planning a wedding. Well, my fiance is, but I'm showing up for a wedding.
Congratulations on that, man.
Thanks,
on everything,
buddy.
Man. When, who, I mean, this is a big month for you. I mean, this is really
it's
big.
It's crazy. I mean, yeah, like you said, Ninja Warrior goes on, and I don't know if this has been announced, but I'm telling you, we just got picked up for season 17. We're already taking applications. We're shooting this fall. It's coming up rapidly. It's just been crazy. You know, what a summer. And obviously, you know, as someone who grew up loving sports and watching sports and, you know, remembers the Miracle on Ice and
sure.
remembers Carl Lewis in L.A.
Yes.
in 84.
Yes.
Like, it's so cool to get to see, you know, some of these athletes hopefully have their moment. And for me, like, you know, we were there in Tokyo when Simone Biles got the twisties. I was with Lori Hernandez, who was her teammate, and she was like, something's wrong with her. This is wrong. Something's really wrong. And now to have Simone coming back and have a chance at, you know, a redemption and a third Olympics, it's unbelievable. I think I'm just so excited to see what Team USA does, and the team is stacked.
Yeah.
You know, I think we got in swimming and track and field. We got some people who could really, this could be a special Olympics for America.
No, and you know, you think back, and again, there's certain moments, but you go all the way back. You think about 36 with Jesse Owens and the master race in Germany, and you know,
yeah.
you know, all of these great moments in life that really do matter. I don't care who you are. If you can find that, the story, because to me, I'm not a giant sports guy. I just, for whatever reason, it never got into it. Do I love the Chiefs? Of course I do. The Royals, I live here. But what I love more than anything is the story behind it. How did you get here? How did you triumph over what your adversity was? You know, not just training more than the other guy, but everything else that goes along with this. Where did you come from? Like, that's the stuff I love.
It's, you know, and this is cool. This is the third time Paris has hosted. Last time was 1924. And if you remember, the movie Chariots of Fire was about the Olympics in Paris and Eric Little and Harold Abrams, these guys who, you know, go on these incredible runs. And it's just, it's cool because of the historic context of this and the fact that, you know, it's every 4 years. Patrick Mahomes, you only get to do this every 4 years. There's a Super Bowl. Then it matters a lot more. Sure. I'm with you, man. I love the stories. I love, you know, the improbable. I think it all feels like an underdog.
Always.
You know, even though we're America, people are looking at us. When you start hearing the stories of, you know, these athletes, these young athletes, Quincy Hall, the guy in the 400 meters who's, you know, 16 years old, he's out there, he's going to be on the Olympic team. It's just insane, you know, seeing some of these people rise to the occasion and names we'll be hopefully talking about for, you know, a couple more Olympics. But for most of these athletes, this is it. It's Eminem, right? You only get one shot.
That's right.
So let's see what happens.
All right, listen, brother, I hope your flight is great. I hope you have the best time ever. And I know they're going to run you into the ground when you hit the running. But if you get a few minutes, man, and you want to chat it up a little bit, you know, we can make it happen for sure on this side. I'm just, I'm excited for you. I don't think they could have picked a better guy, Matt.
Yeah, you're the best, Johnny. I appreciate it, man. And I'll be sending you some updates, all right, for sure.
And I'll be watching you for sure, man.
All right, bud.
Matt Eisman. Man.
Thanks, bud.
I love that. Dude, he knows everything already. Like, did you hear him yank out the breakdancing information? Like,
yeah.
Dude, think about all of these. I'm looking at a list of the 2024 Paris Olympic sports, and it's, I mean, dozens and dozens. I mean, skateboarding, shooting, sailing, rugby, rowing, rhythmic gymnastics, modern pentathlon, marathon swimming, judo, hockey, handball, golf, football, fencing, equestrian, diving, cycling, road cycling, track cycling, mountain cycling, BMX, cycling, freestyle, canoe sprint, canoe slalom, breakdancing, boxing, beach. I'm halfway through.
Right.
He has to know all the players, all the bits, all the records, all the teams, all the countries, everything. You're not just the dude who knows basketball, that knows football, that knows baseball. You got to know everything, man. That's pretty goddamn amazing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Born January 2nd in Denver, Colorado, our next guest is a graduate of Princeton University and the Columbia College of Physicians and Surgeons. He worked as a licensed MD before choosing a career in stand-up comedy, working with the famed Groundlings Improv Group and performing on numerous USO tours. You've seen him as host of such shows as Live Rescue and Rescue Camp. You can see him starting this Friday as part of the coverage for the Paris Summer Olympics. But tonight, you can see him as the host of the two-hour semifinals of the wildly popular American Ninja Warrior. Please welcome longtime friend of the show, Matt Eisman.
Bonjour.
Bonjour, mon ami.
That's as good as it gets, and I've been to Paris four times. But as it bonjour, that's as far as I'm going with it. Hey, so are you? You're already there, right?
I am actually about to get on. I'm getting picked up to go to the airport right now.
Very good, man. Congratulations.
Very exciting. You know, Team USA shaping up, looking good. Simone Biles leading the way. I'm fired up, bud.
Well, and how great is it to be asked to do that? Like, I love that for you, man, because it is very, it's historical. It's, you have to be able, and you have to have that ability to do it, man, to be in the moment and to follow along and to be able to explain it to the people at home, because not everything is easy. You know, it really does take a lot of talent to be able to host this, man.
Well, I've got a book with, you know, hundreds and hundreds of pages. I mean, literally, we got about a 200-page handbook on badminton alone, explaining the rules, explaining the teams who are coming, giving us the ins and outs, Team China looking awesome in badminton. It's really fun. It's really fun, and it's fun to get to study all the sports and get to study all the athletes and become familiar with some of these Americans who are going over there representing the red, white, and blue. And it's just, you know, it reminds me, obviously, of Ninja Warrior, of, you know, most of these athletes you've never heard of and you won't hear of again. This is their moment. This is their moment to shine, a lifetime of work. To put it all together and pull off a performance and try to take home a medal.
Yeah, because, and this is, I'm not even joking about it, but you look down the list and I go, canoe slalom? Yeah, no, there's nowhere you go after that. Even if you gold medal in canoe slalom, like, that's the end of that. Like, that's it.
It really is. And it's so crazy, though, how sometimes, though, you know, an athlete, a team with the right story captures. And I think back to the U.S. men in curling. In 2018, when Team Schuster goes on a run, they're wearing those loudmouth pants, and all of a sudden, we're watching shuffleboard on ice, and we couldn't get enough of it because it's, you know, it's guys representing our country. It's women, it's athletes out there who are wearing the red, white, and blue, and it's different. It's just different, and you see it with the World Cup, you saw it with the Copa America, with all these sports, when all of a sudden, you know, it's not the Broncos versus the Chiefs, it's Team USA taking on, well, I mean, like South Sudan. We almost lost in hoops to South Sudan. Like, wouldn't that have been a Cinderella story? Right. They're going to have a cool runnings movie made after South Sudan.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking. Well, the curling thing, though, I think there was a bunch of guys, like, he's like, hey, man, I'm pretty fat and we're middle-aged, but Steve, I'm telling you what, Ricky, I think we could win. I think we could win at that.
Well, that was it. You know, they did a picture, and I got to know some of the guys, like Matt Hamilton and the Captain Schuster, and they what I loved about it was, like, yeah, we drink, you know.
Yeah,
not when they're playing, but these guys, it was just one of those things where what I love is when you see the athletes, all of a sudden they're humans, right?
Yeah,
they're,
sure.
They're
That's
people
right.
with jobs, they're people with lives, and like you said, you know, this is their moment in the sun, and if you're doing canoe slalom or if you're doing curling, you know, you're not LeBron James. You're not making hundreds of millions of dollars, spending $1 million every offseason. You know, you're working at UPS. You got a job, and then you're still finding time to train.
That's right.
Try to be the best in the world at something.
And that is that at the very end. That's the moment. I'm the best in the world.
Yes.
I don't care what it is. I don't care if it's ballroom dancing. I don't care if it's badminton or if it's golf or judo. You're the best in the world, and that's what you've devoted all of your time, way more than your 10,000 hours. You wanted to become the best, and you had to pay your own way or find sponsorship to even get to Paris. And it's, you know, it's not easy, and I do like that part a lot, a bunch. And I know the world takes some of the weirder stuff that we've let in over the years. I mean, hell, breakdancing now.
Yep.
But in the end...
I'm so excited for breakdancing, though.
Sure.
I've been studying. We got this guy, B-Boy Victor, who's just, he's so a two-time world champion. He's coming in as a favorite, and he's going up against Phil Wizard from Canada. You wouldn't believe the moves.
Listen,
and what's crazy, though, is it's still throwdowns.
Listen.
It's still the same format, like from the movie Breaking 2, Electric Boogaloo, where, you know, one team goes, the other team goes, another team goes, and then they throw it down one last time. The DJ's spinning tunes. And, you know, it's popping and locking. I've been reading all about it. Like, are you a footwork cat? Are you a power poser? All this shit we've been learning about. Ooh, I just dropped a non-Olympic word there.
I didn't even hear it.
It's been so much fun getting to learn it and see them embracing some of these new sports. You know, BMX and
sure.
and surfing is back. Surfing's being competed. Skateboarding's back, but you know, surfing's great because it's being contested in French Polynesia in Tahiti, 10,000 miles away. So going to Paris is nice, but I wouldn't mind covering surfing.
Sure. That'd be very nice. That would be very, yeah. very nice to see. But I mean, and by the way, if you just want to show Matt Eisman's with us, we really also want to talk about your 2-hour semifinal tonight, 7 o'clock on NBC. But you're on your way. You're getting ready to hit that flight for Paris where you're going to host, you know, the Olympics. And how long are you going to be there, by the way? Because I know it starts the 26th.
Yeah. Fly out, August 11th on the day of the closing ceremony. So, man. You know, it's one of those things where I was like, maybe I'll stay around for another week and have baguettes and all this. Like, no, your ass is coming home. You're on NBC's dime. We need you back. Plus, Johnny, I don't know if I told you this. I'm getting married September 1st.
That's
so
right.
I got to get back because I'm planning a wedding. Well, my fiance is, but I'm showing up for a wedding.
Congratulations on that, man.
Thanks,
on everything,
buddy.
Man. When, who, I mean, this is a big month for you. I mean, this is really
It's crazy. I mean, yeah, like you said, Ninja Warrior goes on. And I don't know if this has been announced, but I'm telling you. We just got picked up for season 17. We're already taking applications. We're shooting this fall. It's coming up rapidly. It's just been crazy. You know, what a summer. And obviously, you know, as someone who grew up loving sports and watching sports and, you know, remembers the Miracle on Ice and
sure.
remembers Carl Lewis in L.A.
Yes.
in 84.
Yes.
Like, it's so cool to get to see, you know, some of these athletes hopefully have their moment. And for me, like, you know, we were there in Tokyo when Simone Biles got the twisties. I was with Lori Hernandez, who was her teammate, and she was like, something's wrong with her. This is wrong. Something's really wrong. And now to have Simone coming back and have a chance at, you know, a redemption and a third Olympics, it's unbelievable. I think I'm just so excited to see what Team USA does, and the team is stacked.
Yeah.
You know, I think we got in swimming and track and field. We got some people who could really, this could be a special Olympics for America.
No, and you know, you think back, and again, there's certain moments, but you go all the way back. You think about 36 with Jesse Owens and the master race in Germany, and you know,
yeah.
you know, all of these great moments in life that really do matter. I don't care who you are. If you can find that, the story, because to me, I'm not a giant sports guy. I just, for whatever reason, it never got into it. Do I love the Chiefs? Of course I do. The Royals, I live here. But what I love more than anything is the story, the behind it. How did you get
yeah.
here? How did you triumph over what your adversity was? You know, not just training more than the other guy, but everything else that goes along with this. Where did you come from? Like, that's the stuff I love.
It's, you know, and this is cool. This is the third time Paris has hosted. Last time was 1924. And if you remember, the movie Chariots of Fire was about the Olympics in Paris and Eric Little and Harold
That's
Abrams,
right.
these guys who, you know, go on these incredible runs. And it's just, it's cool because of the historic context of this and the fact that, you know, it's every 4 years. Patrick Mahomes, you only get to do this every 4 years. There's a Super Bowl. Then it matters a lot more.
Sure.
I'm with you, man. I love the stories. I love, you know, the improbable. I think it all feels like an underdog.
Always.
You know, yeah, even though we're America, people are looking at us. When you start hearing the stories of, you know, these athletes, these young athletes, Quincy Hall, the guy in the 400 meters who's, you know, 16 years old, he's out there, he's going to be on the Olympic team. It's just insane, you know, seeing some of these people rise to the occasion and names we'll be hopefully talking about for, you know, a couple more Olympics. But For most of these athletes, this is it. It's Eminem, right? You only get one shot.
That's right.
So let's see what happens.
All right, listen, brother, I hope your flight is great. I hope you have the best time ever. And I know they're going to run you into the ground when you hit the running. But if you get a few minutes, man, and you want to chat it up a little bit, you know, we can make it happen for sure on this side. I'm just, I'm excited for you. I don't think they could have picked a better guy, Matt.
Yeah, you're the best, Johnny. I appreciate it, man. And I'll be sending you some updates, all right, for
yep.
sure.
And I'll be watching you for sure, man.
All right, bud.
Matt Eisman, man.
Thanks, bud.
I love that. Dude, he knows everything already. Like, did you hear him yank out the breakdancing
mm-hmm.
information? Like,
yeah.
Dude, think about all of these. I'm looking at a list of the 2024 Paris Olympic sports, and it's, I mean, dozens and dozens. I mean, skateboarding, shooting, sailing, rugby, rowing, rhythmic gymnastics, modern pentathlon, marathon swimming, judo, hockey, handball, golf, football, fencing, equestrian, diving, cycling, road cycling, track cycling, mountain cycling, BMX, cycling, freestyle, canoe sprint, canoe slalom, breakdancing, boxing, beach. I'm halfway through.
Right.
He has to know all the players, all the bits, all the records, all the teams, all the countries, everything. You're not just the dude who knows basketball, that knows football, that knows baseball. You got to know everything, man. That's pretty goddamn amazing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.